All right, welcome back in. It's that time, Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhire Credit Union. Anthony Rothman with the coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella. Torts, great to have you.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
We're good. It's been a good run for you guys so far. Let's go back to the Ottawa game for just a quick minute. I thought your goalie was a pro. I'll ask you this. I know you wanted him to respond, keeping his emotions in check with still keeping his sharpness and intensity and not taking away, I guess, from the guy that he is, the ones that he had to have to keep you in that game. I thought he was a pro.
Yeah, it was a really hard game for him. I think the final chances for the three periods was 9 chances for each team. A game that was played a lot in the neutral zone, not a lot of room throughout it, but he had some big saves to make. He makes one with your goalie pulled when we turn it over. He makes a save on a 4-on-1. He made a couple of huge saves, and it's probably the most difficult game he's had to play because he just didn't see much action.
You dodged a couple of bullets there. I assume that had to do something for your guys.
It certainly did. He's done that all year long. He has, especially against our power play. I mean, we've given up a few breakaways along the way off of our power play, and he's made some really big saves at key times. And I think that's a little bit of an underrated part of his game that no one really talks about, is the saves he makes at important times. And that's what wins you hockey games in this league, because you're never perfect throughout a 60-minute game. And when you have that major breakdown, it just can't end up in the back of your net.
Do you make any mention to how important of a week this is to your guys? Like, that you don't want to look back a month from now and say that was the week that turned the tide, or do you kind of filter it in a little bit?
Yeah, well, what we talked about before this stretch, we had, and I'm not sure how many we have left, but we had so many home games packed in here. The Winnipeg game is in the middle of a bunch of home games that we played. And I asked him, I said, we got to be homers, and we got to figure out how to play at home and get some points on the board during the time that we spent so much time here. And we've done a really good job of that. I think we won 4 straight at home, and we're the better team out in Winnipeg. We just find a way to lose that. We certainly looked at this little section of our schedule in a bit of a bubble as far as trying to get as many points as we can, just to get us back over the 500 and start trying to move away from that, trying to put some games above that. So, I'm not sure where we go. Mm-hmm. We still have a number of things that we're going to experience here, which is just not consistent with our top guys yet. And, we got to take it one game at a time now.
He is John Tortorella. This is Hockey and Hounds. It's brought to you by Telhire Credit Union here on The Fan. Now that Corpy's been playing so well, the luxury it might give you to kind of ride him for a little while.
Yeah, well, Corpy's our number one goalie. He has earned that. And with Elvis, it's a process for him. It's difficult for him. And not playing as much. I think one of the most difficult things for him is he was a star over there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure which league he was playing in. And quite honestly, I really don't care. He was a star there, and he has to understand that this is the best league in the world as far as hockey. And I think he has to act accordingly to that and keep your swagger, but also respect the league too. And this is something that he has to learn. I'm not upset with him, but he has to go through that process of it will take, for instance, the Winnipeg game. It's not his job to be flamboyant and be front and center in all these situations during that game, even prior to it, towards his turnover at the end of the game. He needs to give the team a chance to win and let the boys in front of him win the game for him. And these are things that he has to learn because, he's a strong personality. He's a great kid, a really good kid. But he has to understand to humble himself a little bit here and respect this league. And I still don't think that's there yet, and he's going through the process of it.
Borky is on a little streak for you, 4-game point streak, points in 3 straight games. He missed a little seal on the wall there that turns into a great shorty chance that Corpy saves the day again, but he comes back, he gets the great deflection. I guess the one thing I've noticed from your team lately is that even when you're out playing teams and you don't have a ton to show for it, I don't sense a lot of frustration. I know you've preached patience, but that's easier said than done. but it seems like your team is a fairly even keel way about them.
Yeah, I think our attitude and just a business-like manner has really helped us here. And you know, I'm not sure how we lost in a row without points. It kind of piles up on you sometime. And a team that I think it's the bridge that we're still trying to cross. Again, I think we walked across the wrong way, and we're kind of hoping we were going to win instead of just saying to yourself, we're going to win this game. I think they've handled themselves really well through some inconsistencies and within a 60-minute hockey game. So, you know, Anthony, we've got, I think, six new guys in this team versus last year's team. It's quite a bit of turnover, and I like where we're at right now mentally. We still have there's still a lot of good teams out there ahead of us in the standings here. We've got quite a bit of work to do, but we can't look at the big picture. We just got to go about our business every day the right way.
Hockey and Hounds with John Tortorella. It's a holiday week. Certainly, I want to talk for a moment before we get to some rescues. I think you know, it's a lot of fun when you have family and you have the dogs around. There's really nothing better. It's when you have a lot of people in the house or people have family over and the dogs get to interact. It's great. But I want to preach something I feel is pretty important, and that's safety with pets. I think people are you get kids around. You don't know whether the dogs are getting fed by kids. And it can get scary. You know, I talk to a lot of people at MedVet, and, you know, accidents can happen. I've had them. I'm sure you've had them. We have dogs ingest things, and then next thing you know, they're in the emergency room, and all of a sudden they've got a blockage, and you have to go in for emergency surgeries. I don't want anyone to have to deal with that. And it's very, very easy around this time of year because you have food scraps all around. You have turkey bones around, and somebody says, oh, it'd be fun to give the dog a turkey bone. Well, that in 2 seconds, that can become lodged in the intestine of a dog. And now you're facing an emergency surgery. Just be mindful of it. We have to protect them against themselves. We love them so much. So tie up the trash bags, contain the scraps, get them outside of the garbage as soon as you can. Watch the other stupid stuff like chocolate or, you know, xylitol, which is that artificial sweetener that you can get in sugar-free candies. Because there's a lot out. When you have holidays, there's a lot out, and it's sitting out because there are people that want to grab. And so I just want to mention that. I know that it's something that we don't want to think about, but there are probably, you know, a handful of really hazardous foods to avoid around the holidays, especially chocolate. I know you'll think I'm nuts, but, you know, people screw around with alcohol every now and then, and, you know, somebody thinks it's fun to let the dog take a sip of something. That can lead to major problems. I mean, coma, death, just harmless stuff. Even a harmless amount, you think it can be lethal to a dog.
Yeah, the trash bags are the ones that next thing you know, they're knee-deep into it. We've been caught with our pants down there a little bit at certain times.
Yeah, and it's one in a million, I think, that maybe something horrible will happen, but it does happen, and that's the point. So I want people to think about Thanksgiving pet safety this week. The other thing that I want to mention to people is, you know, we're getting close to the holiday time, and when you're giving gifts, a lot of people think it's fun to surprise, you know, their better half with a puppy. And so if that is the right play for some people, I get that. And there's, I've always said this to you, if you're willing to commit 10, 15 years to an animal, it's a very selfless act. It's the most wonderful thing you can do is to give a pet a home and a family. But you have to make sure that you're ready for it. And I know a lot of people want to surprise people with that kind of a gift. And it's not a house plant. It doesn't need to be watered and fed. It's a loving, living creature that depends on you 24 hours a day, 365. So make sure your family is ready for it. Discuss it. It's not something you need to be a surprise. And if you are going to do it, then think about the rescues because they have puppies. I was just out at Dash Rescue in Asheville, and she has wonderful puppies that she has saved. So you don't have to go to a breeder to get a puppy. There are several ones that need rescued, but this is the time where people start thinking, oh, I'll surprise my girlfriend or boyfriend with a puppy. And who wouldn't want to see a puppy, right, with a ribbon around it? But that's a family member. You are bringing a child into the home for 10 to 20 years.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you. You're bringing a new family member in.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing. The other thing I wanted to mention is the holiday part of the giving part of this season, find a local rescue and look at their wish list, look at their needs, and I'll help people out with this as you and I discuss this over the next couple of weeks. Find out what they need. Teach your kids that giving to a rescue is the most wonderful thing you can do, and it doesn't take much to drop off toys, food, paper towels, regular towels that you don't need anymore, stuff that these shelters really need desperately, and you can find it on their wish list. Most every rescue that has a website, or if you go there and you walk in, I think teach your kids that, to go in and say, hey, what can we get you for the holidays? How can we help these shelters who help the animals? And I view it that way. There are so many unique people in this world that help animals every day. Help them be more special, because all of us can't do it.
God, very well said. That's just a great call, Anthony.
The other thing I'll mention before we get going here is, you know, Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center right here in Columbus has a on their menu, not just the dogs they have up for adoption. And I get these every week, and it's depressing, but they have a rescue site, which I think they've done a really good job with, where they have dogs that are special needs dogs, that whether they have a slight behavioral issue or whether they have a medical issue where they just can't thrive in the shelter and it's not a good spot for them. And they place hundreds of dogs with rescue groups, that the rescue groups go in there and try to pull. So the relationship is pretty good with the shelter and rescue groups. But I urge people to go to franklincountydogs.com, go to their menu and click on rescue. And what it will bring up at a time is probably 10 to 15 dogs that are on the urgent list. And this is reality. This is reality. Dogs that have been there 30, 40 days. And they'll give you the reasons why. And then you can see whether it's something that you can take on or help a shelter or foster a dog. I get these urgent ones, and it breaks my heart that this dog has 3 days to live, or this dog has 24 hours, so he's been extended an hour or a day. And if you go to their page, Rescue, you'll bring up the 12 to 15 dogs that are on there right now, and it tells you how many days they've been waiting in the shelter. And if you are willing to take a pet into your home, another family member this holiday season, go directly there and see if you can help. And maybe you can't adopt it fully, but maybe you can help a rescue with a part-time fostering of a dog that needs a chance. And all these dogs want is a chance. Just forever fulfilled if you can help one of these dogs out. So I urge people to do that.
Such a sad commentary, but so necessary.
Yeah, it's tough. I get them every week, and there's only so many places for them to go and so many rescues that can take them on. So I keep urging to people, adopt an animal. If you're willing to take an animal into your home for many, many years and get that bond that's irreplaceable, do it with a rescue. We'll keep pushing, as we say on the show, Torts.
Great information, yeah. Anthony.
All right, you have a good game tonight against the Flyers, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And I've said it many times, you don't know how much I appreciate, and the people around me that talk to me about this show, about what you're doing. Just know, again, that it's just fantastic. The information you gave today, I just hope people just look into it and just check it out. It's such important information. So from all of us, the group around me and the boys on the team, because they listen to it, we thank you for all you're doing.
Thanks, Torts. Play well tonight.
Okay, man. Be well.